relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Let's play a little game, my friends. I'm going to read to you a couple of sentences, and I'd like you to tell me, who do you think made these statements? Here's the first one. Trump, we know you are angling for war with Iran. Stop it now. Iran was in compliance with Obama's JCPOA deal. You and Netanyahu had better not try to take us to war. We don't need it, and Israel doesn't need it. Who is that? Is that the Ayatollah? Is that the Revolutionary Republican Guard? How about this one? Trump, you get no credit for so-called stopping the strike against Iran. Why was the unmanned drone in Iran's airspace? Why the surveillance? Don't provoke and then pretend innocence. That really does sound like the mullahs, doesn't it? Either that or some crazy leftist. We're getting closer. You're getting warmer. Those two tweets aren't actually the talking points issued from Tehran. Oh, well, they might be originally, but they are tweets from none other than Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Yes. Who's tweeting out on your dime literally the talking points that are coming out of Iran, stating what the mullahs are stating, that that drone was not in international airspace, but over Iran, stating that we don't need to, quote-unquote, surveil the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world, and that we are provoking war with a nation that has been at war with our civilization since 1979. Are you incensed? You should be, because we have freedom of speech, but we don't expect our congressmen and women to take the side, literally take the side of our enemies by parroting and regurgitating their talking points. I'd love to hear what you think. Really, what do you think of Maxine Waters sounding like Baghdad Bob sounding like a mouthpiece for the mullahs. That's a good name. Let's call her the mouthpiece of the mullahs from now on. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's G-O-R-K-A. 833-334-6752. Some other stories that you may care to opine on and that we will dissect. We have, the media will tell you it is the 25th Democrat candidate for president. Well, they're wrong because they're always wrong. Because they forget our friend, Amy Horowitz, who is also a candidate, a conservative, but he's going to have fun. He wants to get on that stage with those clowns of the struggle bus that is the Democrat presidential campaign roster. As a result, we now have a 26th candidate, Joe Sestak, former Pennsylvania congressman. Do any of these people, are they serious? I mean, really, Joe Sestak, you're not going to be president ever in your life. If you live to Methuselah's age of 900 years, you're never going to be president. Nobody takes you seriously, but I guess that's how you make a bit of money. The president gave another interview to the Enemy Press, this time Chuck Todd. Incredible audio. We'll try and get to that. We have Secretary Pompeo is in the Middle East. He's in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, trying to coalesce, make a mini entente, if you will, an alliance to support our future actions, our current actions, and our future actions against Iran. Good luck to you, Mike. We have Bernie Sanders, another great rational, very logical idea, who wants to wipe out $1.6 trillion of debt accrued by students in America. Could you imagine what would happen to financial markets if we elected this crazy old man to be president and then he just wrote off these debts? Can you imagine what would happen to the stock exchange? The lack of confidence, the ramifications, the tectonic shockwaves. We have a deal for 2 weeks respite. The deportation orders for yesterday for 2,000 illegal aliens across the country were stayed at the last moment because Nancy said, give us time, Mr. President. This is the woman who's called the president a criminal, who's called him a man engaging in a cover-up. She won't do anything in 2 weeks, but this just demonstrates how much leeway the president gives them to show how intransigent they truly are. Broke on Friday whilst we were in the last hour of the show. For some reason, I don't know why these things happen. Hundreds, 40 pages worth of texts between Paul Manafort and my friend Sean Hannity were released in the mainstream media. Yours truly, Sebastian Gorka, was mentioned in the texts. There's nothing naughty in the text. There's nothing criminal. Just another attempt to trawl for negativity against people the media hates. But Sean was rather nice in one text to Paul Manafort. He says, Gorka is right. We are becoming a banana republic. Thank you, Sean. We're fighting. That's why we're here. We have an Axios report, another thing that should make you, my God, look, the call board. Well, how did that happen? The call board's full. I looked at it, it was empty, and now it's full again. I guess you guys do have an opinion. Wow, we will get to your calls. I have to get through these news items so everybody listening knows what's going on. Axios has got hold of another leak, more than 100 documents from the transition team I was a part of, the presidential Donald Trump transition team, with regards to the background political vetting of cabinet members. Absolutely outrageous. Cory Booker is not disavowing the anti-Semite, quote-unquote, Reverend Farrakhan. He's no reverend. We'll get to that as well. And finally, after, what, a year and a half, the mainstream media has found this story that conservatives have been reporting on for 18 months, Ilhan Omar. Her fraud in her tax statements, saying she was married to one man when she wasn't, and the underlying story that she may have been married to her brother. Yes, married to her brother first. You can't make it up. Then we have Liz Warren saying that we need to have gay reparations, homosexual reparations. It's not enough to divide us again with the idea for reparations based upon slave ownership because of your skin color. If you're white, you pay for those slaves who aren't alive today. Now, if you're not gay, you should be paying for the reparations of those who didn't get to file as married couples when they were homosexual. That's the important thing in life, right? Google wants to censor you. Iran wants to go to war. But gay reparations is the priority. We will get to your calls after our next guest. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. The number, 833-334-6752. We are live streaming at sebgorka.com, where you can also contact us, sebgorka.com. And don't forget, we're on iTunes and YouTube as well. If you're a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the fact you probably never use your timeshare and you have to keep paying those annual fees. My friends at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Their process is quick and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned by my friends Brian and Karen, and they will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. They have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give my friends a call today for a free, no obligation consultation at 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, plug-in pest-free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
We have two guests in studio with us right now. I'm just going to call them the Italian boys from Town Hall. Is that all right, guys?
Yep. Totally fine.
I'm appropriating culture left and right. It is, of course, Storm. Do you do the Italian pronunciation or the American?
American.
Paglia?
Yeah. Okay. You know it's Paglia Italian.
Storm Paglia and my friend, his co-host on the best titled podcast I think there is out there, Matt Vespa. It is Triggered from Town Hall. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us. My modest
show here on the Salem Radio Network. I've been on your show several times, and I'm very grateful for you having me. And I thought the least I can do is repay the favor. We have so much to discuss. You reminded me as I went down the list of all the breaking news. Bernie Sanders, $1.6 trillion, he wants to wipe off student debt. But that's not enough, is it, Storm?
No.
What else?
Now it's, let's give health care to illegal immigrants. Not just Medicare for all, for citizens or legal residents. It's the 11 million or probably 20 million by now, illegal immigrants.
Paid for how?
Oh, you know, it just pay for it, right? As AOC says, you just pay for it.
Yeah.
Just make it happen. Like, does he have a wand? Like, remember Obama said you'd need a wand?
Yeah, abracadabra.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you guys are younger than I am, and I have to because I, to this day, cannot wrap my head around this. Matt, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
What young person looks at this individual who can't even comb the little hair he has left on his head and says, yay! Yay, can he be president? How does that work?
Well, he's offering free stuff.
Yeah, the more free stuff.
Yeah, the more free stuff, the better.
But and they believe this man?
Well, you know, that's, you know, what they say about millennials, I guess.
I know. You tell me.
Well, we're easily duped and naive.
So is this, do we have to take people like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seriously? What's your take?
I guess so. I mean, it seems like Nancy Pelosi has lost complete control of the party. It's now the party of AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all of these progressive leftists who want to just spend, give it all away.
I mean, Pelosi says that, like, this wing of the party is, you know, make five or six people, but they refuse to condemn them on anything. I mean, AOC's recent concentration camp remark.
Right.
No.
There's been no condemnation. Response.
No condemnation. I believe Pelosi tried to pivot and blame the Republicans for misrepresenting what she actually said. It's on video.
I just read out the U.S. Holocaust Museum statement denouncing her comparison of DHS detention facilities with concentration camps. I mean, that's a big deal. When the Holocaust Museum actually makes a statement on a politician, that's big, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, and it's just like, you know, she tried to pivot away saying, like, well, no, I meant what the experts say when they say concentration camp of, you know, the mass detention of people without a trial. I'm like, well, first of all, you know, the British had concentration camps during the Second Boer War. The French had concentration camps during the Algerian War of Independence. But when you say concentration camp with the never again reference, we all know what period you're talking about.
Right.
So, you know, just stop. But
well, yeah, they had to release this guide of when to use a Holocaust comparison. Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Right.
No.
Well, that's what the Holocaust Museum said. Nothing must be compared to the Holocaust. And I think that's a sound judgment.
And okay. And then the leftists, you know, they swarm on Twitter attacking the Holocaust Museum.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're attacking them.
With what arguments? Don't criticize Ocasio-Cortez?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
The woman who didn't know what a garbage disposal was is going to lecture us on the history of detention facilities in the modern age.
Mm-hmm.
That's the woman who's surprised that plants grow from dirt. That's the one who's going to lecture us.
Yeah. 12 years, you know.
The one it's 11 and a half by now.
Yeah.
The one who wants to start a war on farting cows as well with the Green New Deal. Or the Green New Scam, as you call it.
Green New Scam. That's what we call it here. Okay, let's get a little bit more serious. There's this incredible footage. We will have James O'Keefe with us later in this hour. It's tough when you know, for years and years or for a couple of years, you hear these stories, they're throttling us. And your friends on social media say, hey, I keep trying to follow you, but then I'm automatically unfollowed and I've had to follow you 4 times in the last week. And then you go, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. But when you see the video, this is it. This is the proof.
I couldn't believe it.
When you have a woman, a leading Google executive say, we cannot have what occurred in 2016 with Trump happen in 2020. We don't need anything else, do we, Storm?
No. Mm-hmm. For her to just come out and say this is unbelievable. But great work by James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. Of course, again, you see time after time where they think they're in the comfort of their own company, right?
Yes.
Liberals. And they'll speak their mind to what it actually the truth is, where they're just stating the obvious, which we've known, but then they come out and say, oh, no, there's no conspiracy against conservatives. It's obvious what they're doing here. And you see it in the algorithm of the search results, right? Mm-hmm, the search suggestions when you type it out. And you could try to cross multiple computers, but it all comes back to the same thing.
Does this affect you, Matt Vesper, in how you use social media? Because a lot of people say that, you know, you can't self-censor yourself, but we have to be. I mean, the conservative has to be uber conscientious that we're not going to quote-unquote a phrase, trigger the wrong response, because they're looking for an excuse, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, evidently, you have reporters like Tim Pool and PragerU that have been pushed down the search cache and impacted this way. So I think, obviously we shouldn't back down. Conservatives shouldn't back down. You just got to fight harder and, make yourself known and, take the fight to them.
What does it mean for you, Storm Pagley, and your colleagues at Town Hall? How do you look at the social media minefield?
You certainly have to tread lightly at this point, because you saw with a phrase as simple as learn to code.
Yes.
It's mass banning. They say, it's just a mistake. It's odd how these mistakes seem to happen in one direction.
It's true.
When the last time we had James O'Keefe on, he actually said it's not just specific stuff that's trending, like learn to code as a jokey kind of snarky comment. If you use just totally anodyne acronyms like MSM, mainstream media, because that's something that conservatives use more than people who are Democrats, that's another reason for you to be targeted, just if you use 3 letters.
Oh, yeah. That'll trigger the algorithm, and then you're automatically in that bin of deplorables, I guess you could call it, right?
Yeah. Louis Farrakhan can call Jewish people termites.
Yes.
And not get suspended or banned or whatnot. So
I'm trying to think of, multiple left-wingers who've been banned recently, and I can't. We are talking to Matt Vesper. We're talking to Storm Paglia. They are the hosts of Triggered at Town Hall. Go to @TriggeredTHM. And also MVesper1, as well as Storm_Paglia, PAGLIA. And don't forget, if you're afraid of missing anything in our big, beautiful Salem family, just go to townhallreview.com, sign up for the free podcast, and all the best materials you may have missed will be available for you right there. townhallreview.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, host of America First, back with my townhall.com colleagues in just a moment.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. So the good people at MyPillow said, hey, Sebastian Gorka, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? I was skeptical, but what did I have to lose? I'll tell you what I did lose, my insomnia. No more folding the pillow, no more flat pillows. It changed my life. Listen to me, you need MyPillow. It stays cool all night, no more waking up to flip to the cool side. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. You can toss a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
We are back on America First, just checking out the Daily Signal at the Heritage Foundation. My friend Tony Perkins has got a fascinating article up. It looks as if after more than 100 federal court judge appointments, Donald Trump is on the cusp of balancing the Ninth Circuit Court out. Wow. Did we think that the nutty Ninth, the Ninth Circus Court, could ever be normal again? Well, it may be soon. Go to dailysignaltheheritage.org. We are here with my friends Storm Paglia and Matt Vesper, who have the best name podcast out there. It's called Triggered, at Triggered THM. Gentlemen, Storm, you just shared something with me about the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Would you share that with our listeners, please?
Sure, yeah. So the Lieutenant Governor here in Virginia, Justin Fairfax, of course, is well known for his recent allegations of sexual assault.
Against him.
Against him, right. Yes. And So he had the...
That have been unresolved.
Yes, of course. They just got swept under the rug.
Like the Butcher of Richmond, the governor, Ralph Northam, wearing blackface or a KKK hood has been totally unresolved. But sorry.
Well, if you're a Democrat, it goes right under the rug.
Yeah.
Well, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because you have to use facial... Yeah. He actually said this. We don't have the facial recognition technology. What, to look through a hood, a photograph from the 1960s? Yeah. Impressive. Impressive.
So this lieutenant governor here, the other day, essentially went as far to say that because of these allegations, he's now a household name. And has hired name recognition here in Virginia. People come up to him, they recognize him now. And he's essentially using this as a springboard to run for governor. He's considering a run for governor.
So he's saying being accused of sexual assault is great.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what would happen if a Republican said that. What do you think, Matt?
They would get, as Donald Trump would say, the electric chair.
Yeah, right. So what did he say in Orlando? One email. If I just take one classified email, electric chair for me.
A love note to Melania.
Yeah, a love note to Melania.
Right. Yeah, not if you're Hillary. Gentlemen, I have to ask you something I'm curious about because you are our cousins. Salem has PJ Media. Salem has Regnery that publishes our books. And then Town Hall, where you guys reside just across the way. What is your generation really interested about? If you look at the things that we deal with every day, the border, the economy, national security, the insanity of the Russia hoax, do these all resonate equally, or where do you see the real attention or interest at Town Hall with your viewers and your listeners?
Well, so I think generationally on the younger side, there's an interest in the student loan debt issue, mm-hmm. which on the conservative side of things, isn't a wiping away of the debt. It's more so a get colleges under control.
Yes.
These administrators, they're out of control. Healthcare, obviously a big issue. The vaunted Obamacare didn't solve everything, obviously. The economy, the Trump economy has been really good for young people. I think that messaging that is key going into this 2020 election. Immigration, not so much but once they're exposed to an opposite viewpoint, as opposed to indoctrination on college campuses, it tends to become an issue.
How do you feel that's going, Matt Vesper, the pushing back on the political correctness in campuses? We see the amazing work of people like Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. I'll be speaking at their Jewish Leadership Forum tomorrow here in D.C. Is there a sense that good things are happening? We haven't won it, but what's the sense?
I think young people are starting to see a sense that we have a president that's going to fight back, who's not going to take the liberal media drummings that, previous Republican candidates and presidential administrations have taken. I was about to say, owning the libs is another thing that gets
owning
interested.
The libs.
Charlie Kirk.
If you use that phrase.
Yeah. Owning the libs. And you kind of see that percolated through, other organizations that aren't specifically news-oriented, like Barstool Sports, for example, Total Frat Move. What's another one, Storm?
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, those are the big ones. Just posting things that go against the political correctness ethos that has infested our college campuses.
So you feeling confident, guys?
About 2020?
The push against why we're here at America First, the push against the insanity that is political correctness. Are you feeling confident?
I think we really need to find a way to stop the indoctrination on college campuses, and even more so in K-12 education now.
Yes.
That's a big issue.
It's starting in the high schools. It's incredible.
The teachers, the professors, everyone's liberal.
Check out their podcast. It is Triggered, THM. They are Matt Vesper. Follow him, MVesper1. Also, Storm Paglia, Storm_Paglia. I'm just going to call them the Italian Mafia from across the building. Town Hall Italian Mafia boys. Welcome back anytime, guys.
And Thanks so much.
Keep doing what you do with
Thanks
Trigger.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coast to coast on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, the holy natural supplement that attacks pain and inflammation at source. The starter pack is just $19.95. It can provide you with relief from your daily aches and pains. It is doing that right now to tens of thousands of our listeners. It is endorsed fully by Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and yours truly. Why? Because it works. I have experienced it myself. I had a lower back pain issue. I started taking Relief Factor when the show launched back in January. Within 2 weeks of taking it in the morning and the evening, my lower back pain issue was gone, and it is still gone. How about you? Do you want to be the next success story? The 3-week quick starter pack costs less than $20, $19.95. Is that worth it to you? To potentially be liberated from the daily aches and pains? I think it is. $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BollandBranch.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
You gotta have the right music for each segment. You gotta have great shows about dudes who are heroes. When you have a hero coming on the line, we've got one space left on our call board. I'll get your calls momentarily. The number is for that last line, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. But here at America First, we stay on the cutting edge of the breaking news. And a man who makes news every time he releases a new video or audio recording is James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. Follow them right now because they really They're fighting. They're fighting for the truth every single day. He is James O'Keefe 3, as in the third. And the website or the account for his organization is project_Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S. James, are you on the line?
Yes, this is James. Yep.
Hey.
I'm here.
I've been touching upon this latest series of videos, and I posted it on my Twitter feed as well. Just for those who haven't seen it, explain what you have recorded from within the bowels of Google.
Well, this is a doozy of a story. It's basically a Google insider blowing the whistle on a plan of Google to prevent the 2020 election as having the same outcome as the 2016 election. And this Google executive talks about how the company needs to stay big. The company needs to not be broken up into smaller organizations, because staying big, they're able to define reality. They talk about a machine learning process called algorithmic unfairness.
So they actually say that in the video, they say Senator Warren is wrong. You can't break up Google, because then Google wouldn't be strong enough to stop Donald Trump winning again in 2020. That's right. That's what they say.
That's exactly right. And they're attacking Warren, which is, I hope that Warren responds to this. But yes, and they're also not just saying they're trying to prevent Trump in 2020 by staying big. They're also saying that that we're training our algorithms, and they're called the machine learning fairness algorithms. It's a word right out of 1984 dystopian novel.
Right.
Training our algorithms to make sure the outcome of the election is different. Now, this is very significant. This is not you or I saying this. This is a Google executive.
This is the most powerful company when it comes to information management in the world.
Yes, it may be 100 times more powerful than Standard Oil was when they were a big monopoly 100 years ago. This individual, Jen Janai is her name. She's the Google head of something called Innovation Department, the Censorship Department, I guess you could call it, talking about your editorial policies. And what's interesting about that is these documents that we have released here in the video are definitely showing they have a point of view. One of the documents says Google must establish a, quote, single point of truth, unquote. So what's interesting about that is the documents appear to show editorial policies that determine Google's news perspective. And if Google is going to be exempt under Section 230, that they're not going to be considered a
publisher,
platform, but a publisher.
Right.
And that changes the whole thing, and that's what this woman on tape is saying.
How did this happen? Because for the longer video, you're interviewing somebody whose face is dark and their voice is distorted. Is this somebody that engaged with Google employees, or are you getting these videos from somebody who actually was working for Google?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. And the person inside Google, the person inside Google limited what I'm able to say about that.
Right.
For obvious reasons, but we were able to obtain three different things. An on the record whistleblower who you'll listen to. We were able to obtain secret recordings of other Google employees, including a top executive and a software engineer. And documents. We were able to obtain all those things, and everything you're seeing is 100% true. I'll go under oath and testify that it's true. One of the software engineers verbatim corroborates the document about machine learning. This is the document that says there's algorithmic unfairness. And if you want to hear something dystopian, listen to the language in this document. This document actually says that we're trying to, quote, people like us are programmed. That's a direct quote. People like us are programmed through machine learning fairness, which uses, quote, product intervention, which is another way of saying we modify the Google search results. So these documents are just really, I mean, you'd think I'm a conspiracy theorist, but not for the documents.
No, this is, you've proven what everybody has suspected for so long. You've delivered the goods. We've got a minute and a half left with James O'Keefe. Follow him, James O'Keefe, Roman numeral 3, project_Veritas. I need to know, in the last minute and a half we have with you, James O'Keefe, what is the answer from somebody who's getting the scoops Do we break them up? What is do we say no, you're publishers and you're open to libel? What does James O'Keefe think is the way out of this Orwellian dystopian, not future, but present that we live in?
Oh, what a question. I think the answer is people need to be informed about what's going on. I think that the American system of journalism is so corrupt. It's so crooked. I mean, they talk about without fear or favor. Everyone's either on the take with Google or they're afraid of them.
Right.
And there's no one, there's not a single American reporter even calling Google for comment. You can't have solutions without mainstream coverage. There's no way, no one in Congress is going to do anything about it until they're forced to by the mainstream press asking them questions about it. That's not happening. So what can you do? Well, you can do two things. Number one, go to VeritasTips@ProtonMail if you work for one of these companies. That's VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com and be a whistleblower. There's a number of people who are doing that as I speak. But most importantly, put pressure by sharing this video with everyone you know. Our website is down. It is conveniently – the internet is broken today and wow. Amazon Web Services doesn't work. But go to YouTube and share the video.
In the last 10 seconds when your website is up, where can people donate? What is the URL, James O'Keefe?
ProjectVeritas.com. When our website comes back up, ProjectVeritas.com. Share this video. Google Insider blows whistle. It's on Drudge Report. Share it with everyone you know right now.
Thank you. Keep doing what you do. You and the people who provide you the videos and the audio are truly brave. That's James O'Keefe of ProjectVeritas.org. Please support them. Important stuff. And when you have to fight, you have to be at the top of your game. If you feel run down, if you don't have requisite energy, you can't win. Sometimes it's because you're not eating properly. I recently met Dr. Douglas Howard, heard his fascinating story of Balance of Nature, and I have become a Balance of Nature customer. Listen to actor, entertainer, and New York radio host, my friend Joe Piscopo, who is a huge Balance of Nature fan.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold. And maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take Balance of Nature.
Thanks, Joe. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, you, my listeners, will get a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, use the discount code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com. My name, Gorka.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
John, who's standing in as engineer today. Was your mind blown, John, with that interview? What did you think of James O'Keefe?
I was blown away by it. I mean...
Just the language they're using inside Google?
I could have listened to that for an hour alone.
Yeah, I just texted him.
My mind is blown right now, yeah, honestly.
We're going to get him into studio. We've got to talk to James for a long time because we all knew it. We all knew it. And he brought the goods. They want to sabotage our republic. The most powerful media organization in the world says Donald Trump must not be allowed to win in 2020. Back to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line one. Rich in Cleveland. Welcome to America First.
Hi, doctor.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay. I wanted to quickly bring up a few points. The difference between the most important issues facing America and the world and those facing the election, the issues.
You got 2 minutes. You got to be fast. Go for it, Rich.
I will be fast. Okay. So normally for elections, we always talk about the economy is first, stupid. But I think because the economy is good right now, that it's not really the most important thing. I want to focus on the thing that affects the most Americans, and I think that's immigration. I think that's where we can make headway with Democrats, and that's where I think we should always focus. And of course, always we have to keep talking about the economy and the successes, but we need to focus on that immigration. That's where we're going to get more voters. Now, as far as problems in America and the world...
Are you moving? Because you're fading in and out. Are you moving?
No, is that better?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. James O'Keefe, what he's bringing up is the most important issue facing the world. When the media controls free speech for the world, we are all doomed. So we have to fight that. So that's the most important issue. But I don't think that voters in America quite get that just yet. A lot of us do, but a lot of normal folk don't. They're busy living their lives.
Let me react to that, Rich, to your two comments. Very interesting. Your first take, philosophically, is really interesting because we've been told it's the economy stupid, it's the economy stupid, it's the economy stupid. When the economy is humming along, when we're going, you know, all cylinders, then you have luxury to focus on something else. And I think you're right. I think with an economy as strong as it is, it's got to be immigration right now. We have got to solve it. The Democrats aren't going to help us. We've got to do it some other way. I totally, wholeheartedly agree, and that's got to be the basis of the campaign. Secondly, on the broader, historic, global scale, yeah, the biggest issue is what you just heard from James O'Keefe. If they use their unparalleled power to control information, to pervert elections, we've lost it all. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we won't let them. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.